This is a podcast from Rover.
Been in before. Great man. He's fighting in Sydney this coming Wednesday night. Jerome the Panther Pampalone joins us.
The goal since I've started is to get my name out there and get closer to that top light heavy spot to be a Commonwealth champion. I'm going to show everyone why I should be fighting at that top level.
Jerome Pampalone, and he's fighting an IBF World Title Eliminator this coming Wednesday, as it turns out, in Sydney. So thanks for coming in before you fly out. Jerome, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having us. What an intro. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming in. See you later.
That's your hype.
How does it feel when you hear those sorts of intros? Do you hear it and you're like, oh, that's out of it, that's me? Or are you growing into the role of being like, yes, that's me?
Nah, I still get used to it. It's a cool feeling, proud feeling though, you know, all this hard work's paying off.
Yeah. That is cool. So who are you fighting and how long did it take to get this fight put together? Because it is, as it said in the intro, a light heavyweight eliminator.
So I've got to a point where I can fight for this. So you have to be in the top 15 in the sanction body in the IBF. To go for eliminator, you have to fight someone in the top 15. So I'm number 4, he's number 14. So he's 21-0. His name's Malik Zanard. Yeah, it's a huge fight and it's a huge reward.
You win this and you get a chance at fighting for a world title bout.
Yeah.
That's always been the goal. I've been boxing for 9 years now and it's finally around the corner. But I can't look too far.
I've got to focus fight by fight.
I know this is a tough opponent in front of me, but I know I prepared well.
Dean Lonergan used to look after you. He used to call you the world's most dangerous tradie. Because, well, you are a plumber, but you're not plumbing at the moment because he used to be train and be a plumber. Yeah. But now you've got a new deal and you don't have to plumb.
Now, I'll be focusing on the boxing now. Isaac, my coach and my trainer, he's taken me off the tools. He's given me the opportunity to focus on my boxing. And I feel great. I feel fresher. My mind's fresher. Jeez, my body's fresher. I feel I've just amped up another level. And it's the right time for it.
Awesome, Bryce needed a plumber a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
right? I think he tried to call you.
I don't know why you're doing prize fighting. The amount that you women and men charge as plumbers is... You should be loaded, bro. You could buy any belt you want with what you're charging. Also, I got home yesterday, Jerome, and I'd been away for a couple of days, and I looked for something under the sink, and there was a bit of water. So when you got time, can I be a fan of you, but can you also be my plumber?
Yeah, for sure.
When you get back?
Hopefully it's a small job. I get there,
It is a small job. Andrew Mulls here, he loves to give advice to boxers. Yeah. He's given great advice to our world champ, Mir, before, usually to Joseph Parker.
Yeah.
Have you got anything, Mulls, that you'd like to give Jerome and his title eliminator?
Keep your left up, bro. Keep it up. I don't want to see it dip. I know you're going to get tired.
Yep.
It's going to be anxious times through those middle rounds. In fights, I've read... because they've never been in one. You start to get a little bit tired. The adrenal dump happens. Keep that left up. I want you to remember it. Look me in the eye, Jerome. Yeah. Keep the left up, bro. Don't look away.
You're not wrong.
All right?
Yeah.
Daniela Smith.
Yeah.
She coached a friend of mine, Hayley Holt. She fought in a charity event.
Daniela Smith was a world champ as
and
well.
She was screaming in Hayley's face, don't let her breathe. Don't let her breathe. All right? So I want you to remember my word. Don't let her breathe.
Breathe. All right, I'll be in my mind in the fight.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome anytime.
Oh, that's all you need, Jerome. Thanks for coming.
It's that easy, man. I don't know why you're doing all this training.
Can we talk weight cutting? How does that work and how do you feel when you're doing it? Like, are you cranky?
Yeah. How much have you had to lose?
How much do you get to eat? Yeah.
It's a process, so it's a 10-week, 12-week camp. Over that time, I slowly dropped my weight. It's the last week now. You guys aren't seeing it, but I'm with my wife and I'm at home, I'm grumpy. I'm definitely grumpy. I'm definitely a grumpy dude. But like I said, it's part and parcel of what I do. I've got a nutritionist, Mark Rambo. Shout out to him. He's been helping me out for the last couple of fights, and all the weight cut has been well.
Weight do you start at, and what do you have to get to? Yeah.
So I sit around 86, walk around weight, and I got to make 79.3. But it's a process, so it's what I got to do to win.
What's your favorite meal post fight?
It's just got to be a burger.
Yeah. Any you go anywhere,
juicy,
doesn't matter.
Yucky burger.
Yeah. That's the spot. Yeah. So to jump ahead, but the state of light heavyweight, how many guys have the belts? Will there be a unification anytime soon or what happens?
So there is a undisputed happening. Yep. So Bebedev has 3 belts.
Gotcha.
Bivol has 1 belt. Right. And they're fighting in June for all the belts.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So depending on how that goes, how that goes, the rematch goes, boxing, you know, anything happens. Yeah. But we're not far away.
I love it. We're all right behind you and obviously wish you the best of luck. I am interested, just before you go, Jerome the Panther Pampalone with us in the studio ahead of your fight Wednesday. What else do you, if you didn't do boxing and you weren't a plumber, if you could be great at anything else, what would it be? Do you ever look at like UFC 300 on the weekend? Yeah. Was an outrageous card. Like, it was a knockout reel. Yeah.
I actually don't. I'm so focused on what I'm doing. I'm just in love with this game and I'm loving what I'm doing.
I reckon you'd go better at our job than we'd go at your job.
Yeah. I'm with Bryce on that one, bro.
I'm getting better at my talking, but to talk all day, that's hard work, to talk all day.
No, it's not, bro.
Bryce makes it look hard. Yeah. He talks a lot.
We can't fix our own pipes either. Jerome Pampalone. This is on Wednesday night. The world title eliminator, the IBF world title eliminator, April 24 this Wednesday. Go well, mate. Thanks so much.
Thanks, team.
Good luck,
Thank
man.
You.
Let's go, champ.
Keep that left up, okay?
For sure.
And don't let them breathe, man. Get up.
Yeah, get up. He's a great man. Go well. Wednesday night, that is.
Go well.
It's fantastic.
Go well.